American flags are one of the many products made in China these days, but not all of them. On Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace, and on this 4th of July, we go to the oldest and largest manufacturer of American flags. NPR's Thomas Pierce recently paid a visit to Annan and Company's plant.
When Annan and Company first opened its doors, it mostly made signal flags for sailing ships on the New York City waterfront. That was 160 years ago. Today it has three factories, the largest in South Boston, Virginia. Inside, it looks a little like a Home Depot, only it's filled with clattering printing machinery and long spools of red, white, and blue fabric. To work on the giant unfinished flags, seamstresses use ropes and pulleys to move them along the factory floor. Some of the workers wear headphones to drown out all those sewing machines, stitching in unison.
I'm sewing the stars on a part of the star field. This is the bottom right here. And this size, 15 by 25, has a bottom and a top.
Patricia Russell feeds blue fabric as big as a bedsheet through a machine. 50 white stars have been ironed and steamed on, and now she finishes the job with thick lines of white thread. The plant employs 180 people, and she's part of a team that works solely on star fields. Then it goes to the next group where the shorter stripes are added. Whenever she sees a flag now, she can't help but wonder whether it came from her factory here in South Boston.
And when I see it, I say, we must have fixed that. But it may not be all of them, but you know.
Maybe not all, but close. Bill Kelleher is the plant manager in South Boston.
We're the largest one in this country. I would say that we probably make 60% of all the U.S. flags that you see in this country.
And for that matter, the flags that you see in the history books. An Annan flag is flown at every presidential inauguration since Zachary Taylor in 1849. When Lincoln was assassinated, an Annan flag was draped over his coffin. The business is still going strong, despite the fact that over $5 million worth of American flags were imported in 2005, mostly from China. That's partly why Annan teamed up with other leading flag makers to certify flags manufactured completely in the U.S. Bill Kelleher says the demand for U.S.-made flags is high.
They want a U.S. flag that's made in the U.S., as well it should be. Thank goodness that the U.S. citizens don't want a U.S. flag that's made overseas.
Flag sales spiked after 9/11, then slumped a bit. But the company says sales are rising again as natural wear and tear requires people to replace flags purchased in the wake of the attacks. Annan also makes the giant flags you see over car dealerships and stadiums. Carrie Wilson adds mailing labels to the big cardboard barrels they use to ship them. Each barrel contains a flag that's 30 by 60 feet, and the nylon ones can weigh more than 180 pounds. Moving them can be a challenge, but Wilson laughs and says they get even heavier.
That's the nylon. The Tuftex is something to see. The Tuftex we do like this, that's a whole different story.
With the labels, the barrels are ready to be shipped out with all the others. Big and small, nylon, cotton, and Tuftex, a polyester blend, the flags are bound for all over. The company's flags have wound up in some interesting places over the years. When U.S. soldiers raised the flag above Iwo Jima in World War II, that was an Annan flag. And then in 1969, Annan says they went where no flag had gone before.
It came in peace with all mankind.
When Neil Armstrong planted one on the moon.
Yes, indeed. They've got the flag up now, and you can see the stars and stripes on the lunar.
For NPR News, I'm Thomas Pierce.